Hi guys, good morning. It feels early. I have work in a little bit, but I don't know why I woke up remembering this story and wanted to share it with you guys. It's been a while since I've done an audio. I just wanted to say sorry for being so quiet this weekend. I still have a vanilla job, and so I've been working like over the weekend. It's been really crazy. But I hope everyone's doing well. So my story today is about a very ridiculous accident that happened on a train, but not just any train. This is when I lived in San Francisco and I was going to go to San Jose. I had been talking to a couple on FetLife and this was my first time meeting them. And they were like, hey, come enjoy Super Bowl Sunday with us. We're going to make a bunch of food, watch the game with someone. And I was really excited. The issue here is that the Super Bowl game was in San Jose. So riding the train towards the Super Bowl stadium, like, or the stadium where the Super Bowl is happening, you can imagine, like, just especially from San Francisco, like how many people were on the train and getting on at every stop. And this is also my first time riding the train. So in my head, I was like, is it always this chaotic? It's not. But I was very new to wearing. I'd only really worn pull-ups. I'd gotten my first pack of diapers at this point, but I'd only worn once or twice. And all of this had happened in my little bedroom, never wore in public. Like, I was scared to even just wear into the kitchen because I had a roommate. So, like, even just walking, like, a couple steps outside of my bedroom, like, I'd hype myself up. Even if he wasn't out there, it was still just really nerve-wracking because just the thought of someone knowing was really scary. And I didn't have, like, any kind of confidence about wearing, and I still was just like, what am I doing? Sorry, I'm getting sick. But I don't know. So they kept encouraging me, oh, you should wear on the train. I was like, well, I'm way too scared to wear like a full-on diaper. Like, that to me was just like a, oh, no, no. But I liked wearing pull-ups. And at this point, I didn't even really know about goodnights. I would just wear like kids' pull-ups, like really small. And once again, it was in my room. I didn't wear them for a super long time. Sometimes I'd wear them to bed because of an accident. Story for a different day. So I wore a skirt and a pull-up, and I was thinking to myself, like, ooh, I'm so risky. Like, I'm not even wearing shorts. I'm just wearing a skirt and a pull-up, and I was really excited to go meet other people who were also into H-plane wearing, especially because they had been into it for a really long time. And so I was just like, oh, heck yeah, I'm going to wear my pull-up. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl game. And then I got to the train station and was like, oh, my gosh. Everyone and their mom is here. And this wouldn't have been a big deal, but it just made it really stressful. You ever somewhere where it's just like jam-packed? I mean, they were fitting as many people onto the train as they could because everybody was trying to get in one location by a certain time. Yeah, I felt one of my sides of my pull-up by the time I got to the train station all the way across town. On the Muni, I was still just like, okay, we're all good. I take my first couple steps off the Muni to switch over to the train, and I hear, by the way, sorry, the Muni is like a subway, like an above ground subway. So there's that, just in case anyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? My pull-up, I feel it. Like, it's tight on the thighs, and I hear like a and I kind of, like, quickly put my hand down to one side of my skirt and try to, like, hold it. Because I'm like, oh, you know what? Sometimes they rip, like, a little bit, but they don't, like, peel all the way up. And it's just one side. I should be okay. I'm also thinking I'm going to sit down. There was no room. So I'm standing on this train with a bunch of other people. It's just jam-packed. And I feel one side just completely give out. And the train hasn't even started yet. Like, we're just getting packed on. And I feel so embarrassed. I feel like everybody can hear this rip. And in your mind, when you're really nervous about wearing, you're like, everybody knows exactly what sound this is. And they know my secret. And I'm really embarrassed. And then also, because when that happens and I'm standing, I'm also holding some things that I was going to bring with me. And I'm wearing a skirt, I'm scared that this thing is just gonna flip down and it's just gonna be like the top of a pull-up, you know, like just hanging down. And I'm just sitting there like, well, standing there just mortified. And the first couple stops, like, even more people get on. So people are just, like, bumping you. They're like, excuse me. They're, like, rubbing against your butt, which half of mine is now out and exposed. And I'm sitting here like, oh, pull up gods. Please just let this one side be okay. And I'm, like, texting the couple I'm gonna meet. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my pull up ripped. And they're like, did you bring duct tape? You didn't duct tape it? Like, no. I know nothing about the tricks and tips yet. Which is why I'm on a crowded train with half my pull-up non-existent. It's very packed, and oh man, we're a couple stops away from the Super Bowl stop, and I'm like, if I could just make it until then, there's a stop right after, and I should be all good. And then I start to hear the other side just very slowly, like, just, and I'm like, no, so now, I'm like, fuck, like an absolute fuck me moment. The side completely gives out, and I just squeeze my legs in tight. I'm like, if I so much as sneeze and let my legs go, this pull-up is just dropping straight to the ground. Just dropping in front of all these people. I've never felt so nervous. Part of me, like, wanted to cry. I just was not ready for anything like this because, yeah, I don't know. I just thought, yeah, I'm going to wear this pull-up for a long time. That's kind of small. And I'm going to be totally fine. No. Finally, some people get off, and I take a seat. Like, there's a seat right next to me. I take it really quick. But it's not, like, a normal row of seats. It's just a single one that's kind of facing outwards. So everybody and their mom can still see you. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? So now I'm like, I have to get this off because I can't hold my crotch this tight and, like, walk out like everything's okay. And then I was just, like, really embarrassed. Like, imagine meeting other ABDLs and then showing up, like, a rip pull. Now I'm like, oh, that's probably, like, a cute thing. And someone would be like, ha, that's so funny. That's why you belong in diapers. But I wasn't there yet. So in my head, I'm just like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. We finally hit the stop with the arena for the football. So many people got off. And so now the train is, like, couple of people. It's not as busy. There's still some people on there, and I'm still in that awkward seat, but I'm like, I can't get up and shuffle to a different one. So I start trying to slowly under my skirt maneuver this pull up like over to the side and like into my bag and hoping that like no one notices. But it also just feels like loud and crinkly, which I didn't even know how crinkly it was gonna get. But to me, a pull up was really crinkly because I was new to the scene. Imagine sitting on a train and you see this girl kind of like lifting and shifting her legs, but she looks panicked. Like, because that was for sure me at the time. It's just no bueno. I finally get it. It's like almost there, and it just like drops. It's this mix of a crinkly pull-up into a plastic bag. And now, I'm not thinking about it. I'm on the train, and I'm commando in nothing but a skirt. Like, if I'd worn a short, like, you know, short set or something underneath, this would have been fine. But no, I wanted to be cheeky, and I ended up being quite literally too cheeky. And fun fact, I hate to go commando. I hate not wearing underwear. I can never not wear underwear in public. To me, it'd be, like, a punishment, because I just don't like it. And if anything, I like to wear extra thick underwear versus no underwear. Just me. I'm sure other people maybe feel the same, but I just don't like being commando. So I'm like, oh my god. Also, I'm supposed to go like meet this couple, and I'm just gonna show up to see in a pull-up. So apparently I'm gonna be checked at some point. and the check and be like, what is this? So I'm kind of texting as this is happening and explaining. And they're like, oh, that's fine. Like, we'll fix you as soon as you get to our house. I feel like this is almost like a part two, but I ended up going over to their house and hanging out, eating food. And this is probably the third diaper I'd ever worn. And it was a Bare Bums. And it was the first time anybody else has ever changed into a diaper. And considering they've been wearing for years, I was taped so snug. And it was just a really fun day. Like, I'm pretty sure all three of us were wearing, and we just, like, ate and talked, and it was amazing. And this was, like, one of many trips over there. They were also the first people to humiliatingly give me an enema, too. I had a lot of fun experiences over there, now that I think about it. But, this was my first one going there, and, yeah, to this day, I'm, like, still too scared to wear, like, not an XL goodnight, but, like, a smaller size. I think it was like a kid's, like, 4T, 5T. Like, it was just way too small to try and make that journey. But, oh, man. I don't know. Just as you were listening to this, I hope you imagined what it would be like to be out in public and your secret has ripped and is just trying desperately to expose you. And now I'm a little bit smarter about it. And that's probably why I was also just so nervous to wear in public. But I think they made me wear a diaper on the train ride back home. But I felt more confident because I was like, it can't be worse than this pull-up that did me so wrong. So this is my dumb disaster train story. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you guys are having a good day. I have lots of new stuff coming this week. I'm really excited. I just have to get through today and tomorrow. And then I've got some days to myself. And realize that we're getting really close to going 24/7 for 3 days, which would be perfect, because I actually have some time this week. And yeah, I almost just want to do it. Should we just do it? This is how I know if you listen to the very end. Leave me a comment and let me know if I should just wear for 3 days anyways this week, because I've never worn 24/7 that long, and I think it'd be really fun. So yeah, I hope you guys have a good day. Thank you for listening to my story. Bye.